from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of absolutely magnificent, well, let's just backtrack for a moment. Having damage done to your property because of weather issues, whether they be water or wind or hail, is not a lot of fun. And if you sustained at your property, your real property, your personal property, if you sustained damage as a result of yesterday's tempest and, I want to call it a gale, even though that's not really fair, tornadic activity and the extreme rainfall we had, and you're thinking to yourself, how are you going to deal with it now? We happen to have an expert standing by to take your telephone calls, and that expert available to you at 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I'll send a special dedication out to my fellow people who don't know how to fix stuff, because I don't know how to fix stuff. Maybe you don't know how to fix stuff, which puts us in the same boat. Give me Shakespeare, I'll read it once, and I'll pretty much be able to spit it right back at you. Tell me how to build a deck, and I will look at you like a deer in the headlights. What are you talking about? And how do I plug in this screwdriver, this hammer? How do I do that? Joining us is Dominic Cortez, who on Saturday morning, and this was one of my mom's favorite shows all week long on WBEN, Dominic Cortez, your man for home improvement, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And your calls, questions for Dominic are welcome at the aforementioned number, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Dominic is with us on the Trocare College WBEN hotline. Dominic, thanks very much for joining us. So when all heck was breaking loose yesterday, and you heard David Bellavia just immediately pick up the ball and run with it when word of the tornadic activity came down, when you heard the story unfolding, you, as a veteran home improvement guy, thought, wow, I'm going to be getting a lot of calls about fill in the blank. What were you expecting?
Yeah. You know, whenever we're caught by surprise, whether it be a homeowner dealing with this or even us as a contractor having to help, you know, there's always that sense of panic, like where do I begin with this whole assessment? And certainly, without question, the first thing that needs to happen is you need to mitigate and minimize. So minimize by, you know, covering plastic tarps. The water damage, you know, just compounds the whole mess. And so, you know, while it may be challenging to get a tarp big enough, that would be the first piece of advice that I would have given to help, again, mitigate and minimize. So, you know, having said that, you know, then we've got to do the assessments. You know, assessing this kind of damage is not easy or fun because there is the possibility that we may find concealed damage, you know, that shows itself later after renovations have begun. So, you know, advice to any homeowner who suffered tornadic damage they need to make sure the carrier is apprised of the fact that they want to leave the claim open so as to allow for a future assessment if that's necessary as a supplement to the claim.
So where do most people go wrong, Dominic?
Well, I think that's a very good question, Tom. And I think the answer is that there is too much of a hurry to first get it closed up, and secondly, to hire the wrong contractor who may not be properly prepared to handle the damage and at least properly assess the damage in the beginning. So while we don't want to take a go-slow approach by any means, we do need to, because unfortunately, in today's day, not to derail the conversation away from the storm, but as an important aside, there is a terrible situation we're living with in the construction industry, where we are never recovered from COVID. We're shorthanded as a result, and the industry has become a black market. And there are countless people working off the books, uninsured, underemployed as far as their ability, and not properly equipped. So when we talk about the right kind of size of tarps and the right kind of equipment, not to mention the right insurances, I mean, there's just no question that we need to have the proper people doing this work. Now, layer all that with the fact that the city of Buffalo, which most of this damage, I think all of this damage that we're talking about was in the city of Buffalo. The city of Buffalo, thank God, has a home improvement contractor's license requirement. So I guess we start there, is do not hire anybody who does not have the right licensing to work on your home. Again, the black market is thriving right now post-COVID, and it's going to be very easy for a homeowner to say, I'll just hire this guy because he can start tomorrow. Well, that may be good from that perspective that he can start tomorrow, but bad in that he's not properly insured and cannot properly complete the job.
Dominic Cortez, your man for home improvement, is with us. Sorry, I massacred your jingle there, Dominic.
That's okay.
I apologize for
you
being
did a good
stage.
Job. No, you did a good job.
Adequate. It was about as good as my bass playing with Back to the Bars on Thursday night last week. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number. Dominic Cortez does a program from 10 until 11 every Saturday morning. And Dominic, you were one of my mom's favorite shows to listen to every weekend, every Saturday. I'd wake up to hear your voice echoing through the living room. Oh, no.
I apologize.
No, she loved it, and we would often discuss some of the calls that came in, and wow, that happened to me. Anyway, Dominic is with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line. You know, when you talk about the black market, when you talk about people who are operating without insurance or the proper insurance, or maybe an outdated policy, maybe a policy with insufficient coverage for you, the customer, Dominic, you do this for a living. Reputable contractors do this for a living. But for the rest of us, you might as well be speaking in Sanskrit, because we get lost. This is what you do. It's not what we do. So have you any additional words of sage advice and wisdom so the homeowner doesn't get ripped off or become the victim of shoddy workmanship?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, it is easy to overlook this because we want to take everyone at face value. And while someone may tell you they're insured, it's as you pointed out, the depth and breadth of that insurance that really is the essence of their coverage. For example, what limit of liability do they carry? You know, is it adequate to perhaps have to rebuild your home should there be a catastrophic loss? So, you know, we're looking at $2 million umbrella on a liability policy. The big trick, though, Tom, is in comp, workers' compensation.
Right.
And here's the trick. Now, again, the city of Buffalo, thank God, believe it or not, I'm not for government controls over our life, but this is one area that our local governments need to step up and realize that a lot is going by them. This is the biggest trick being played. Workers' comp. Now, you can get workers' comp policy coverage. It's just kind of a joke. You can get a sole proprietor workers' comp policy, go into the town of Amherst, town of Chickawaga, and a lot of other towns that do not require licensing, and submit that as your coverage for workers' comp. And the joke part is that it covers no one for actual workers' compensation insurance, because sole proprietors technically do not need to insure themselves. But the truth is, hardly anybody really truly works alone. And if you see anybody working with someone else, guess what? Workers' comp coverage needs to be in place for that second person. And if it's a sole proprietor policy, that second person is not covered. So that liability falls to the homeowner. So I know you know we have to have eyes in the back of our heads for some of these things, and it's pretty technical. But the bottom line is that if you have anybody working in your home, you can be asked to be named additionally insured. And by doing so, you'll get a copy of their policy. And on it, it will tell you what their limits are. And you want to be able to read that. And if you don't understand it, you should take it to an insurance agent who can explain it to you. You know, what the insurance limits are, the liability limits, and is there workers' comp coverage in place? And furthermore, not to get too much more complicated than I already have, but furthermore, what is that comp coverage for?
Dominic Cortese is with us on News Radio 930, WBEN. And Dominic, we're talking about the whole aspect of insurance with home repairs people may need following yesterday's maelstrom of weather. And obviously want to make sure that people see a valid certificate of insurance.
Right.
And also that people see the declaration pages. What are the amounts of coverage? So people have good information on which to make a choice in terms of who will be the company that is going to be taking care of what needs to be done at the home.
The only other trick that I want to make sure we cover, that I want to make sure homeowners are aware of, and that is, let's say you're having a roof, the shingles on your roof replaced. It actually is a specific reference in coverage that a contractor be insured for roofing. So if it doesn't specifically call out roofing, there's a possibility that the contractor isn't covered for roofing, and therefore if he falls off your roof, there could be liability that you may share in because he's not properly covered. So again, I don't want to panic anybody, but I just want to make sure that a little education can go a long way when it comes to these kinds of things, because they're very easy to be eluded when you're dealing with the circumstance. You know, you want to get this resolved, you want to get this fixed.
How do people how can people minimize their chances of being scammed or ripped off in a situation where so many people at the same time suddenly have all of these home repair projects that need to be done post-haste? And as you said, we want to get stuff done as quickly as possible, but we want to make sure that people don't get screwed over.
Yeah. Well, you know, my Saturday morning soapbox is always available, you know, for people to come and listen to me proclaim. And I do proclaim these same things I'm saying, you know, virtually every Saturday, whenever it comes up about insurance, I go on the tirade I just went on. And so a little information can go a long way. I'm always available as a reference. Again, whether they call the show or they call me at my office, I can always provide a reference. But the truth is, it's just a simple question. You know, are you insured? To what level? And what coverage? And can I see proof?
And that last part is so key. See proof. Make sure that you have it in writing. And I'll take that one step further, Dominic. I've been known to call companies that are listed as the insurer to verify that the coverage is still in effect and covers what I think it is going to cover, and take notes on the person with whom I've spoken.
Yeah, I mean, you could also get an expired insurance certificate, you know. Yeah, again, the games are being played, and I can tell you this, Tom. It breaks my heart to write a check every year for over $100,000 to insure.
Unfortunately, I have to sever the interview at this point because of a very bad telephone connection. It's like a tornado just raced down the connection that we had. But the good news is, we're going to switch here. The good news is, my dear friends listening on the radio, for all of your home improvement questions, whether they're storm-related or just long-standing issues you've wanted to get taken care of, you can call Dominic Cortese 10 to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.